The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Mary set out and traveled to the hill country in haste, to the town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Most blessed are you among women, and blessed the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For at the moment the sound of her greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed are you who believe that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." And Mary said, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham, and his children forever." Mary remained with her about 3 months and then returned to her home. The Gospel of the Lord. So much to be said on this very, very beautiful Marian feast day. I invite all of you just to delve deeply into the riches of the Word of God that you just heard. First point I'd like to make is in the opening prayer you heard being open to the inspirations of God. Pray for the grace to cultivate in your lives silence so that you can be open to the inspirations of God. In a world in which we're bombarded with so much silence, we have to be like Mary. Have times in our day in which we turn the radio off, the TV off, the noise off, so that we can listen to God. And our prayer should be, "Speak, O Lord, for your servant is listening." In the first reading from Isaiah, we heard several times, joy, rejoice, exaltation. Let's ask Mary today, on her feast day, that we would experience great joy. Joy is really very important for us. Pray that we'll experience joy. Now, the secret is this. We have to seek our joy in the right place. Not in the casino. Not in the casino. Not engorging ourselves in fiestas, huh? Not in money. Not in power. Not in prestige. No. We find our joy, Mary teaches. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in you know it. You pray the liturgy of the hours. We pray that every in evening prayer. My spirit rejoices in God. Now you can buy pleasure. You can. You can buy pleasure. You can't buy God. And you can't buy true happiness. That is a gift that Mary will give us today. If we ask it, let's ask Mary to give us true joy. Okay, now, the visitation. Second joyful mystery. So much to be said on this. But the first thing I'd like to say is this. My meditation this morning, there's just one idea that hit me. Usually when I meditate, there's one idea that really kind of grabs me and I just stay on that. And it's this. There is a connection between the Annunciation and the Visitation. That was my meditation. And it was this. Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it done to me according to thy word. And Mary went in haste. That was my meditation. Because that's where I'm at spiritually. We're all at different places where we're at spiritually. Because what I just said to you was Mary's fiat, which in human history, in that moment, that was the most important moment in human history 2,000 years ago. Obviously, no brainer. That was the most important moment in human history. Because in that moment, when Mary said that, as St. Bernard presents in his very mystical, poetical way, St. Bernard presents this, we have all the angels looking down from heaven on Mary. The angels, the archangels, the seraphim, the cherubim, the powers, the virtues, the dominations, the millions and millions and millions of angels are looking down upon Mary. Mary says, behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord, be it done to me according to thy word. There's an explosion of joy in heaven. And then God the Father embraces his Son, and he sends his Son from heaven down to earth to the Holy Land, to Galilee, to Nazareth to a little house, in a casita, very small house. And then the Holy Spirit descends upon Mary, and Mary conceived Jesus through the power of the Holy Spirit. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. By far, that was the most important moment in human history. In my meditation, I was saying, Mary, thank you. Because of your yes, I'm not going to hell. Really? Never thought of it that way, huh? Saying, thank you, Mary, because of your yes, I'm not going to hell. Because of your yes, Mary, I can go to heaven. Principle and foundation. My friends, we're going to heaven because of what she said. Her yes opened up the gates of heaven. She opened up her mind, her heart, her womb to the Creator of the universe. So that was my meditation. Mary's yes brought the Creator of the whole universe into her heart, into her womb. However, there's the connection then. What does Mary do? Mary goes in haste. Now, some of you made the course with Father Larry on Dante. Some of you. He spent about a year explaining Dante, who's the greatest Italian poet. Dante Alighieri, the Divine Comedy. You've heard his name anyway, right? What Dante does is this. In purgatory, he takes, this is part of my spiritual exercise program, he takes the seven capital sins. And when he enters into purgatory, he's got the seven P's in his forehead, he goes into purgatory, and what he does is he shows the opposite virtue of the seven capital sins. Then he presents how Mary practiced that opposite virtue. So we have the capital sin of sloth, or the capital sin of laziness. What does Dante do? He takes Mary and presents how Mary practiced the opposite virtue of laziness. Probably the biggest capital sin among Catholics today is la flojera, la desidia, la vagancia, como dicen los argentinos. In other words, laziness. Spiritual, intellectual, physical laziness is probably capital sin number one among Catholics. There's no fire. There's no zeal. So Mary teaches us, and we read that in St. Bede, the second reading, this fire of charity that burned in the heart of Mary. So if you're going to receive communion today, like Mary. Mary received her first Holy Communion when she said, I am the handmaid of the Lord. That was her first communion. Her first communion. What did she do? Right away, she moves in haste to bring Jesus to others. That's why Saint Mother Teresa of Calcutta said that Mary is the first missionary of charity. Amen. She was the first missionary of charity because she went to bring Elizabeth to our other, bring Jesus to Elizabeth. So let's get down to brass tacks. What does this mean to you people? Get down to brass tacks. You're going to receive communion today. Most of you are. It cannot be a sterile, fruitless communion. You got to bring Jesus to others. You got to do that right now. Don't say, well, only Father Broom can do that. Come on, give me a break. Give me a break. Yes, tonight I'm going to Compton to Our Lady of Victory. Tomorrow I'm going to St. Thomas Apostle. I'm going. I'm on the move, my friends. I'm on the move. But you have to be in the move too. If you love Mary, you have to bring Mary to others. As Pope Francis is insisting, we are a missionary church. We're not just there to cross our arms, you know, just listen to the priest. Father's going to do all of it. No, that's not the will of God. We have to be missionaries. There are less and less priests. That means you got to do it. You got to form yourselves, and you got to bring Christ to others. But the dynamic is what Fulton Sheen says. First come, then go. It's first the annunciation, then the visitation. It's not the visitation, then the annunciation. You got it wrong. It's first the annunciation. Mary receives Christ. Then she brings Christ to others. So if we're going to daily Mass, and we're receiving Holy Communion on a daily basis, we are receiving spiritual calories. You know, if you have a big meal, you've got to expend those calories. Otherwise, you're going to get fat. You're going to get fat. Gordo. Gordito. Huh? So if we're receiving so many calories from this communion, we have to bring Christ to others. So let's ask Mary today, through her prayers, that we will love God, but love God by bringing God to others. Amen.